The Virginia Education Association sponsors Virginia Public Radio on the air and online.
There isn't much overlap between Democratic presidential candidate Bernie Sanders and GOP frontrunner Donald Trump, but the two are singing similar tunes when it comes to trade policy. Both are railing against the president's Trans-Pacific Partnership while on the stump. Virginia Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly says there's an anti-free trade sentiment in the U.S. these days.
It's sort of red meat for partisan audiences and for the people who feel they're aggrieved economically. And it's an easy whipping boy for all that you object to in economic disadvantage. So that's what's happened.
Connolly supports the president's trade policy and says the loudest voices aren't always reflective of the nation.
I think it gets magnified in the heat of these campaigns, and clearly Trump has made it, you know, a toxic object in this primary season. But I think it masks an underlying view of most in the public that, well, if you get it right, trade can be beneficial.
Virginia Republican Congressman Dave Brad opposes the president's trade deal. As for Trump's message, he says it's less isolationist than it is an argument for better trade deals.
Trump throws the big punch, right, on trade, then backs off a bit and says, but I'm still a free trader. And so there's something meaningful in that duo of statements right there. And the American people, they know that we're not against trade, but we know that the United States has been the most generous country on the earth, setting up the whole post-World War II order of things.
Bratt says the message resonates for a reason.
And the middle class is seeing their wages flat for three decades, and they're saying, what's going on? Right, we're paying for the rest of the world in this nice setup that's made us all rich, but the rest of the world is cheating. And that's it. That's the story.
Virginia Democratic Congressman Bobby Scott says his voters don't want to see more trade deals at a time when there's such a large income gap in the U.S.
Best trade deal will put slight downward pressure on wages. A bad trade deal will put major downward pressure on wages. But all of them, at a time when wages have been stagnant for so long, put downward pressure on wages. And we need to be working to increase wages, not depress them.
Virginia Republican Congressman Scott Ridgel supports the trade deal because he says it puts other nations under similar regulations as those that U.S. businesses are under.
I'm convinced that it strengthens America. We cannot isolate ourselves, and that is not the solution. Nor is the solution to have an emotional response to all this and to vilify a particular country.
Congressman Connolly is hoping Congress takes up the trade deal after November's elections, and not in the midst of a campaign.
I mean, I think the dust should settle, the passion should cool, campaign should be over, and let us look at that in the cold light of day in a lame duck session.
Reporting from the Capitol, I'm Matt Laszlo.